The Public News Service Daily Newscast, March the 23rd, 2023. I'm Mike Clifford. Advocates for young people continue to sound the alarm over the impact flavored tobacco products have on teens. They are hoping Minnesota lawmakers take another close look at a proposed statewide ban.
Following attempts in previous legislative sessions, a bill has surfaced to prohibit the sale of all flavored tobacco products, including menthol cigarettes, flavored cigars, smokeless tobacco, and e-cigarettes. The coalition, Minnesotans for a Smoke-Free Generation, says the region faces a youth tobacco epidemic. And Bethlehem Yehalawork of the North Point Health and Wellness Center says enacting proposed restrictions can prevent things from getting worse.
Passing a comprehensive flavor policy will really prevent youth addiction and improve health for all Minnesotans.
According to the coalition, 1 in 7 11th graders in Minnesota report using e-cigarettes, and 88% of those students use flavored products. These proposed bans often encounter pushback from the tobacco industry and retailers. I'm Mike Moen.
Meantime, a large percentage of folks in Missouri who could have their criminal records expunged have not done so. Our Deborah Van Fleet explains.
Missouri House Bill 352 would make the expungement process automatic for eligible individuals. Lindsay Baker with the Missouri Budget Project stresses that expungement already exists, and making it automatic would not change the type of offenses that qualify.
Folks who are eligible, for the most part, are going to be folks with lower-level nonviolent offenses. So violent crimes, higher-level offenses, are not eligible for expungement.
Baker explains that once records are expunged, they do not appear on public records but are still available to law enforcement. Research shows the average annual wage increase for those who have their record expunged is more than $4,000. A Missouri Budget Project report estimates this could lead to an additional $2.9 billion in economic activity for the state. Opponents believe potential employers and others have the right to know a person's criminal history, and some fear it increases the chance a person will commit another crime. Currently, 10 states have clean slate laws in place, including Oklahoma, and others have legislation pending.
Now from ABC News, an appeals court Wednesday rejected an effort by former President Donald Trump's attorneys to block Trump lawyer Evan Corcoran from having to testify and hand over records to special counsel Jack Smith and his team investigating the Trump handling of classified records after leaving the White House. ABC reports a three-judge panel on the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals ruled extraordinarily swiftly against the request for a stay by Trump's attorneys. Sources say that Corcoran expected to testify as soon as Friday. This is Public News Service. Providers of community identification cards for North Carolina's immigrant communities say proposed legislation banning police officers and local governments from recognizing the alternative IDs as valid could have crippling effects on families.
House Bill 167 would restrict the use of cards issued to immigrants through the Faith Action ID Network. More than 15,000 residents in North Carolina and other states currently rely on Faith Action IDs. Deputy Director of El Pueblo, Maria Gonzalez, says community IDs were created as a stopgap solution for individuals banned from receiving state licenses because they lack the required documentation.
Medical care, participating in cultural business life of our community, getting a library card, picking up a kid from school.
Supporters of the bill argue that community-issued IDs pose security risks for communities. Faith Action says that in order to receive an ID, program participants are required to attend an orientation on the benefits and limitations of the card and sign a simple memorandum of understanding. Nadia Romlagan reporting.
And a work personnel file can be important to review, but some Washingtonians are finding them hard to obtain. More on that now from Eric Tegedoff.
The legislation would require businesses to release workers' personnel files within 14 days or pay statutory damages to the worker. These files can contain key information on an employee's termination for workers' compensation cases or unemployment benefits. Democratic Representative Julia Reed of Seattle says some companies withhold files for long periods of time or hand them over heavily redacted.
If you're trying to get unemployment, you don't have a month to wait for your employer to say that they found your file. So I think it's reasonable to ask employers to find things within 2 weeks.
Opponents of the bill say it will be hard for businesses to accommodate these requests in the bill's 14-day time period, especially for small businesses.
Finally, Eric Lattice tells us as wildfire seasons in Colorado and across the American West become longer, less predictable, and increasingly destructive, a new report aims to provide an equitable roadmap for protecting communities, watersheds, and wildlife.
Rob Addington with the Nature Conservancy in Colorado says engagement with tribal nations who have been successful stewards of lands for thousands of years will be critical to address the scale of the challenge.
Developing tribal partnerships and really looking to tribal knowledge, ecological knowledge that many of the tribes hold from their centuries in many cases of working with the land, working with fire.
Addington says the roadmap represents a paradigm shift in modern forest and wildfire management.
This is Mike Clifford for Public News Service, member and listener supported. Here are some interesting radio stations, your favorite podcast platform. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.